Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Lift your hands to heaven. Lift your hands. And ask for help. No man can purge himself by himself. It takes a greater force to do that work. And the process is like the process of birthing a child. Because when a man's heart is purged, then something new is birthed. Lift those hands and ask, Lord, send your help. Send help. By the activity of your spirit, let me find help in your sight. Send help. Shakata Baratin Shindi Kredi. Ola Zabaka Ikebitoch. Rabakati Selebakati. Oh, no one can help me except you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father, this morning, yet again, help us. I didn't get that amen. In the ways we don't even think we need help, help us. It is done. Amen. Please be seated. Once again, I want to thank Pastor Chimobi, my host. Yes, let me celebrate him. Then my chief host, Apostle Edwin. What you heard this morning is the word of God. Pure, pure, pure message for this generation. I want to thank you so much, sir, for not diluting, for not holding back. And, you know, I mean, look at what Apostle Edu just finished dealing with. You think they prepare sermon notes together. I just want to thank God. Such a very huge privilege. There are two people in the auditorium. So who amongst you should I start with? Let me start with the lady. You didn't come yesterday. And even your coming here, it is that you should not be seen that you are here. I don't want to describe the color of clothes you're wearing, so people will not target anybody wearing that. The Lord said, I am giving you a second chance to make your heart straight before me. So let's pretend like the person is not here. Then the other case, you are a pastor. I'm just going to mention this briefly, then I start teaching. You also did not come yesterday, but you knew because of a very heavy burden that you must be here. But you are displeased with the fact that on entering here, nobody will recognize you to give you a special seat. The Lord said, I have set my gaze on you to help you one more time. Let's also pretend that the person is not here. This morning I'm going to speak to you from my heart. And I beg you in the name of God, please listen. I'm going to take off from some things that Pastor Emeka said this morning. And while I was listening to him, my heart was very heavy. I know my assignment here, because I would never accept to go for a meeting that my assignment is not clear. Pastor was ministering. He gave an illustration about the fact that it is very important that Jesus will have to die. And yet, I forgot to celebrate Pastor Chuka. Pastor Chuka. Pastor Chuka. Hey. The Holy Spirit will not allow me to move on. I'm meeting Pastor for the very first time. Please apologize, sir. I really honor you, sir. I celebrate every man and woman at the pastor's seat. I honor you with my life. This Pastor Chuka, he used to oppress us online with his wife. Thank God I'm married now. This man. He's a discipler, strong one. So he was given an illustration. And of course, you know it is true. That it is important that Jesus will die. True or not true? Was that not the plan from the beginning? Talk to me now. Was that not the plan? Yes. And when Judas will do the work of fast tracking it, does that not also look like a ministry? Why should there be a punishment for one that will do something that is in the eternal game plan of God? Why? When we talk about fulfilling destinies, there are different approaches to it. There are evil prophecies that have gone ahead that it takes a man that has left God to do it. Saul has left God. It will take a David who has left God to kill him. And the reason why I need to take off from that, please listen. Let me give you an illustration. My friend, come, what's your name? Come quickly. Let's assume that this is my child. I gave birth to him. And he has made a mistake. Jesus did not sin. Hebrews 4:15 says that, for we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, seeing that he was in all point tempted like we are, and yet without what? Sin. He carried the sin of man on him. He didn't sin. The chastisement of our peace was laid on him. So let's assume my son has made a mistake. I want to deal with him. It will take using a cane that is not a son to inflict pain on him. And when I'm done with the process, I keep my son and throw away the cane. Don't become a cane to God's servants. At the end of the day, you keep sons and trash canes. There was a scripture I wanted to show you yesterday, but I couldn't show you. So I said, I'm going to talk to you from my heart. And I beg you, by the mercies of God, listen. Malachi chapter number 3, we'll start the reading from verse 2. Malachi chapter number 3 from verse 2. Who may abide in the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire. He was talking about walking upon the coals of fire that reveals even the hidden intentions of men. Listen to me. There are things you don't know that you are capable of. It will take either adversity or promotion to reveal them. What did I say? It will take either... Do you know what adversity is? Adversity is not a brief, uncomfortable situation. It is not brief. In fact, there is nothing God does when it comes to making a man that he does quickly. What did I say? There is nothing God does when it comes to make that he does quickly. Now let me show you this scripture before we continue from here. James chapter number 1. Let's start reading from verse 2 quickly. James chapter number 1 from verse 2. Brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Yes. Quickly. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. The trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. Yes. But let patience have a perfect work. It is patience already, but now patience will now have to do a patient work. It is not brief. Stop looking for something that brings sudden announcement. It is never the method of God. God doesn't work in a fast food restaurant. Listen to me. No social media strategy can give a man influence that heaven has not bestowed on him. The secret of influence is not better social media manager. It is submitting to the processes of God. And most times, people look at people and feel, The reason why people, you know, there are people who will never listen to anything you are saying, because they believe that as long as they can have better approach to the media, and they look at a man that they should submit and learn under, and conclude that what makes this man different is that he has camera and is recording something, and so on and so on. And the fellow goes to put all the jargons in one tape and confuse people's lives the more. I pray that your eyes will not just be open, they will see. No, you didn't say that, amen. Well, I say again, your eyes will not just be open, they will see. Let patience have heart. You know the reason why patience was described as a female here? Have you ever asked a girl out? You've been gisting before as friends. Friends, you gist, you talk, you do calls, and the moment you say, well, I think I have interest in you. And she goes mute. Day one. Day two. Day three. And now you call this girl that used to be your friend, and she's giving you one word answer. Joy, how you day? This. Let me hear from you. I'm fine. Because in the days of friendship, it was mutual. Now you are asking for something. Do you know that the process of putting you on that waiting, there's a way to preach for it to you? You will search your intention. You will know if you were really sure. If you were not sure, what is it you really wanted? I say, is it because you feel she's the only one? Now, patience begins to make you spill your hidden intentions you didn't know you had. Let me tell you what that means. You listen to his message and he talks about the power of prayer, waiting before God. Do you know you can have negative energy to start 40 days dry and 12 hours of prayer from that moment, and after, instead of your influence increasing, it goes down the more. Patience has resumed operation. It needs to have a perfect work. The perfect work is the point you get to that there is nothing else you want but the presence of God. Period. That's when you are ready for your world. Patience is very instrumental in preparing people. Patience is very, very powerful in... Listen, have you ever seen people that you are hearing for the very first time and yet you are wondering, where has this fellow been all my life? Because God did not release an haphazard product. It took his time. And I found out in the body of Christ, and it helps me to keep my heart very, very not overrated. Because when you are jumping about that there's something happening in your life that is rare, it will occur to you that somebody seated somewhere in a crowd you are also ministering to carries an anointing that is times 10 of your own. And when God brings that person up, people will never remember that you once existed. God asks Pastor here at the way, draw man, draw the image of a man on the ground. He drew it. God said, wipe it off. He did. And God said, the day you ever become proud towards me, I will wipe you off from the face of the earth. No man will ever remember that you exist. Now, what do you think? Do you think there can be an accomplishment of a man that will become too difficult for anybody to know he once lived? Yes. What God wants, listen to me, do you know patience is a time, is a forging instrument? Time. Hold on, don't write, wait. You've written so many things in that note. And history has shown you don't go back. Listen. What did I say? Okay. Time. Say it, time. Say it again, time. It's a forging instrument. You already have a set time in your heart that is an age of manifestation. Who gave you that time? you already calculated, if I do this and do that, by the time I'm so and so age, I should also begin to. Christ was hidden until the time of the showing forth to Israel. You don't show yourself, it is heaven that reveals their new product. Quality control, tested and approved. And then you can hear a voice called hearing him. And that's the anointing behind influence. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. And that word is a very strong word. The Israelites were with God 40 years in the wilderness. In that 40 years, they didn't lack food. They didn't lack clothes. They didn't lack shelter. Their health was fine. Their shoe size was growing. Their shoe was growing as their legs were growing. It was 40 years of divine provision. Yet, God said, for these 40 years was I not pleased with them? Power, influence, fame, anointing is not a proof that God approves of you. Let me share this story with you. That's why I said I want to talk to you from my heart. Between 2011 and 2012, I was ministering in church, pastoring in the Redeemed Church. And that morning, before leaving the house, God spoke to me. And he said, I'm bringing one of my sons to church today. And I want you to learn under him. I want him to train you. So I said, thank you, Lord. I am very much open. So it was already the time that I was preaching. And one young boy came in. I was also younger then, also a boy. But this fellow was far younger. And he was not even dressing well. So he walked in. And I was preaching when he walked in. And God said, that's him. See him after the service and submit under him. Ah. Interesting. So after the service, I stylishly asked the pastor, how are you doing? How are you doing? And I held his hand and I drew him aside. Hey, how are you doing? He said, very fine. I said, wow. So good to see. This is your first time? He said, yes. I said, what do you do? I was trying to know if he's worthy of my submission. You know, you won't know that you are arrogant until you see certain instructions. So I was asking him, what do you do? This, that. What do you do? And so on and so forth. And he said, well, this, I'm a student. He was even a pre-degree student. A pre-degree student. So this, that. Okay. I was wondering, God, what's this nonsense now? Let's be guided. And finally, I was able to summon courage and submit. I think God will have me learn from you, sir. If you don't mind. You know what I expected? That he would say, Pastor, no, we are the ones learning from you. He didn't say that. He said, come and see me tomorrow by 2 o'clock. I looked at him like, really? What nonsense? He said, make sure you're on time. Come to my hostel by 2 o'clock. I did not know who I was talking to. Let this humble you. God has men. If he manifests to you, it is a product of his mercy. And I got to his hostel. And I saw some brothers also standing. And he was addressing them. And I was thinking, he would say, let's please welcome my pastor. No. He just kept talking like he didn't see me. You know, patience is having work. Without God saying a statement, something is already dying in your life by just setting you up for it. So by the time he was done addressing them, he just said, Pastor, you are welcome. So he was sharing everybody two by two. And when I was the last person, one brother, he shared. So he said, you could go to that street. I said, sir, in case you forgot, God said, come on. He said, before we start that, follow him. You could go to that street. And then you corner, go to so-and-so junction and come back. He said, every human being you meet on the road, whether a baby or an adult, preach the gospel to them. Everyone. So I carried my Bible and followed that brother. As we were going, I saw a child, the nose, everything dirty, and I passed. And God reminded me, what did your new mentor say? Every human being you meet on the road, preach. So I went back, and beside the road, I stooped down beside the baby. How you doing? What's your name? And this, that. I felt like a fool. And do you know Jesus? Have you accepted him? Jesus loves you. Jesus does this. I was even praying that they would not think I'm a kidnapper. And I did that. Followed through that street. Inside sun. 2 o'clock sun. Was sweating like Christmas. And got back to the hostel where the man of God was waiting for us. And I found out that he had a note. This note contains at least 5,000 names. And the larger proportion of those names are the ones he personally won to Christ himself. And he said something that I could not comprehend. He said, I spent time mentioning all of them before God in prayers daily. I said, what? He said, that's why the note started. He will open, Lord, I'm praying for Lyde, this, Lord help her, call the name, call daily. And then he showed me the number of souls he had personally won since the year began. Personally, I felt like a fool boasting around as a pastor in ministry that could not boast for 10 souls. When we get to heaven, our definition of kingdom generals will change. There are powerful generals that heaven decided will not be popular. So we don't even know what you want. But it appears many young people want fame. And my heart was so humbled, I said, God, look at my life. What is this? Every time spent with him crushes something in my heart. The process of purging is not the one you can come out from and begin to boast. Because part of what needs to die is also the ability to boast. And you just come out, people are wondering, what did Jesus do to you that changed you and make you become like this? And you can only describe what he did, and you can't boast of anything you did. When patience have a perfect work, the work needs to be complete, sir. The work needs to be complete, sir. The work needs to be... Tell your neighbor, wait, let him finish. Tell your neighbor again, say, wait. Now, let me say this. There are some of you who have gone to start something that God did not ask you to start. Can we have people who will say, whatever is not you, as long as your light shines in that direction, I am ready to close it down now. Or you don't mind. Look at what happened to Saul. Father Lord, I'm going to lead you to pray a very dangerous prayer. Samuel said, wait, we want to sacrifice to God together. Samuel got there. He saw that Saul had gone to sacrifice. And he said, Saul, what have you done? What have you done? He said, you didn't know what was going on. You don't even know why I came late. I was in a conversation with God. And the product of that conversation is, today, Saul, God would have established your throne forever. It would have been today. But you missed it before you became a king. You were never patient. That was why I came late today. You know what that means? That blind man will never be shouted, Jesus, thou son of David. It would have been, Jesus, thou son of Saul. There would have been nothing called the sure mercies of David. It would have been the sure mercies of Saul. But he had not learned how to wait. And you know what he said? He said the people were leaving. Now, let me say this to you. Anybody who is running ministry and is afraid of some people leaving is not running a ministry, is running a business center. Now, listen. In John chapter number 6, Jesus preached 512 people were in that meeting where he preached. I don't know about people here. And 500 left. And he turned to the 12. And you would think he would give them an assurance, reasons why they should stay. And he said to them, will you also go? Now, let me say this. I'm a man who believes so much in structure. There are ministries that will never grow until some people leave. They have to go. Because before they began to hold mic, they used to be humble in their sight. Until they began to compare themselves, and somebody was telling them that, in fact, right now I prefer to listen to your message than the message of the senior pastor. And they said, really? That man is gone. There are people that set people up for destruction. They begin to compare you with your fathers and show that you are more anointed and more graced. And you see, you are sitting in the seat and the company of the scornful. You run. There are conversations you don't allow people to finish. You run. Because if they finish it, they finish you with it. Somebody just called you are in part two on campus and said, ever since I started listening to you, all the messages of Apostle Edu, the message of Apostle Selman, they look like water in my ears. You are so deep, man. You are so deep, you enter the well. Now you find people that will not even show up in a meeting like this because there's no special seat. May you not do what will make God remind you of where he picked you up from. The day God ever reminds a man of where he picked the man from, the man is going back there. He told Saul, he said, when you were small in your own eyes, he said, do you know that you can increase in everything and choose to be small in your own eyes? Are you aware that the Holy Ghost can help secure and put a wall on your heart. And you will never feel to be. Can we begin to have generation of people that people will meet and wonder, is that the same man that we used to hear? This humble, this doesn't add up. Somebody is privileged to be a campus fellowship president. And there are some who are too rebellious to submit under any fellowship. They would rather go and start their own on campus. And call it so-and-so-and-so ministries. People are messing up themselves, sleeping with themselves. They are too big to be under authority. They are authority themselves. On campus. God did not... Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, are you aware that large percentage of people who are fired on campus come out and they are nowhere to be found in the radar of destiny? Are you aware? Because they carry the papa attitude out of campus. When you get out, go back to where you used to be. Join a church and start from the back. And humble yourself and sit down. If the day comes, you have the privilege to take opening prayer. Opening prayer you take, not impartation. Opening prayer. We had a meeting in our ministry, called a young man, come and take opening prayer. And he began to say, there's somebody here, take it now. Take. This is the last time you will ever be found here. As far as this house is concerned, never will you come back. I give you 5 minutes for opening prayer. You took 6 minutes. In fact, as you are coming now, people are already pitying you. Hey. Because there are systems in place to manage all kinds of things. And now, the way I lead people, you don't even have to take more than... I can just sense arrogance while you were talking. And please see me in the office now, please, man of God. What happened to you? What changed? Now, the reason why we train men to stay with time is that, first, humility tells you that no meeting is about you. No meeting is about you. You do your part and get out. Every time, listen, Samson was dying. He was dying. He did not die the day Delilah cut off his head. He was already dying. And every time, they say the enemies are here. What does he display? Power. Every time you ought to go to repentance, you are showing power. This is one of the leading reasons why many ministries are having high mortality rates. There are people who are becoming heads of me. No, listen. Oh Lord, help us. They are becoming heads of ministry. You can't trace them to any father. You can't trace them to any ministry. Well, you say, God has called me. He's poured his oil on me. Whatever heaven has called, the earth must confirm. Acts chapter number 13. Alright? Acts 13. Look at it from verse 1. Acts of the Apostles chapter number 13 verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon that was called the Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene. These are men of renown. And brought of Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. Yes, go to verse 2. As they ministered unto the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me Barnabas and Saul. He spoke that true people of high integrity and standing before God. You don't call yourself and ordain yourself. If you can't sit under authority, you can't become one. If you can't sit under authority, you can't become. If you can't see, are you aware that there are people now, probably a meeting is going on, and they show up in that meeting, they are just boiling in their hearts and asking for an opportunity. I wish they can allow me now and just hold this mic for 5 minutes. If I stretch my hands now, how they will fall. As people were lay under the anointing, carry them. No, you want to lay hands on them. Something is worrying you. That thing that is fighting your heart was the same thing that fought your fathers. And that's why they did not rise. You must defeat it. It is in politics you take power. In the kingdom you are given. There is no coup in the arrangement of God for his church. There is no what? There is no what? Hey, you are sleeping. There is no what? There is no what? If you like, twist your neck while you are praying. Without humility, you are going nowhere. It is God who lifts the humble, give grace to them, and he himself resists the proud. When we call prayer, go and hug electricity and vibrate like that. Hug this wire. Oh boy, if God has not dealt with your heart, there's nothing you are going to go with. Are you aware that there are people God will keep power away from for his mercy to endure forever? This one must not, they will, in fact, if somebody else had prayed for the dead will come back to life, but it must not be this person. In fact, the person there knows he's not coming back from the moment he has seen who they are called to come and pray. You are not an asset if you carry anointing and pride. It will destroy you. You, with your own hands, will destroy yourself like that. Praise God. Lift your hands and say it loud and clear. I refuse. Say it again. I refuse to cooperate with the spirit of pride. Now, hear me. Let me share this story with you. God is doing a lot in this meeting. Now, hear me. One time like that, we just started a branch of our church. So, I told one of my boys to preach. I was doing other things. So, he preached. And I got the content. Then we didn't have recording anything gadget. I just told somebody in church, I want to be blessed. Help me get the excerpt of what he said. And some of the things he was saying was that when you receive this anointing that comes from the Holy Ghost, nobody needs to train you on anything. Nobody trained. Who trained Paul? Who trained Jesus? Who trained this? Who trained that? In a house that emphasized on discipleship. I said, okay. So I invited him over to my house. From the moment I saw the excerpt, I knew who he listened to preach that message. So when I called him, I cooked, served him, then I was playing the message he listened to that came back. I didn't say what. I was just playing the message. He was looking at me. I was looking at him. I kept playing it. He was looking at me. I was looking at him. Then he stood up and said, Papa, I'm sorry. The grace of fathering is a calling. Let me leave it there. I believe that one of the leading tools of destruction that the devil wants to use against this generation is pride. Now, let me share a major burden with you. And I can share this here because we've talked about it. Now, the Igbos are not just facing problems in politics. There's also a problem in ministry. Fact. And one of the leading causes of that is arrogance. And I bless God for this set of ministers that he has raised for himself. We look at people like Dr. Gweli, Daddy Uma Okpaya. You say, what? Daddy Uma Okpaya was invited to Koza and he said, what should we be expecting in this meeting? He said, I have come to demonstrate that miracles can happen without praying. And while he was ministering, He said there are 30 people here. Right now, as I say in Jesus' name, you will sleep for 15 minutes. Then you will wake up. By the time you wake up, you already have the fruit of the womb you are desiring. Who speaks like this? You. He talked about a girl that had access to him, a young girl. And the girl was saying, Uma, I'm trusting God for a job. And he said to her, nobody will be able to employ you again ever. No. My God. I believe this meeting is territorial. Humble yourself. I went to meet a father in the body of Christ. I got to his office. He was on a phone call with Bishop Oyedepo. He said, "Sit down." I said, "Sir, what I've come to do, I can't sit down to do it." So I went on my knees. He said, No, Pastor Femi, sit down. No, I said, "Sir, I can't. I just want to request from your busy schedule if we can find grace and just come and speak a word over us in this meeting by November." He said, "Pastor, let me sit down. Stand up." I said, "I can't, sir. I can't." And he called his PA. They brought his calendar. From that moment till the following year, booked. It takes blindness to say the fathers don't do anything. It takes blindness. The devil has, they are playing ludo on your head. Elders of the village. And when he came, he looked at it, he said, "So-and-so date, I'll be ministering for my friend Ibiomie. This one, I'll be ministering for so-and-so person." He began to mention. Then he said, "I'm going to tell them from this day to postpone my flight. I will give you that weekend. I will not just come, but people can ask me any question." When he came, he did something. And I will just leave that for the sake of the internet. When we were working on our project, millions of naira. It got to a point. There was nothing again. What we had left, projects that everything cost us over 30 million. What's 30 million? We've spent between them over 80 million. We were left with about 300,000. Then I heard a man of God was coming for a meeting on OAU campus. That's good. So by that time, I've already been booked for another meeting. I called our team, prepared a certain amount of money, put in an envelope, and take it there. When they took the money there, he called me. And he said, "This is the first time I've been in ministry for a while. This is the first time this is happening. That a pastor will be ministering, another pastor will send his pastors to come, attend, and also sow a seed." He said, "This is the first time I am seeing this person that I send them to go and give this money." We are contemporaries. But grace is beyond all those nonsense. There's something he has I don't have. There's something he knows I don't know. What will make me too big to sit down and learn? And he just prayed his simple prayers. The following day, somebody called from Ukraine and said, "Oh, please, this is your project. I've been wanting to give towards it, but I feel what I have is small. This. How much is left? What I have is really small. If you won't mind, but please." And how much was the small money was talking about? 5 million. There are things that will never be provoked on your life until you humble yourself. I believe that we are in a season of territorial shift and revival from the east. There is something that ought to flow from the east that the entire body of Christ is still denied of. And there is an army rising, and the fragrance of it is here, because God has raised men for himself, and through them he is extending that rod of power. You may imagine why there's so much intensity flowing from Revival Hub. The same thing flowing from people like Pastor Jerry Eze. Why so much focus of prayer? Because when there's the years of silence, there's a need for men coming in the spirit of Elijah. Men who will not be able to eat pleasant things because the burden of a territory is on them. And you have to recognize the days of your visitation. What will happen if you don't recognize these men is that God will shift them to another territory where they will be known. And I was going to tell you yesterday, because I see UK opening to you as a nation. It is going to be so, I don't want to use the word confusing. I don't know. Because when God sends a man to a territory, listen, it is not enough to just join him in prayer. There is something God has done to his heart. It has to be seen, then you have to inherit it. If you inherit the grace on the man without carrying the heart, that grace will kill you. And I see many of you pray like him. I love it. But there's something God has done to this heart. He's my brother. I know him. There's something God has done to his heart. I watch RCN meetings. I'll see him go back and sit down there quietly. If it is opening prayer, they give him to take. Opening prayer, he will take and leave. Admonition, he will admonish them. You know, you don't display skills on your father's platform. You humble yourself under the grace of the house. They give you access, come and take prayer here. You say you are a son, and you are looking for a way to prove to people that they should move on from him. Now you are the new man God is raising. That's the spirit of Gehazi. What happened when he went to collect honorarium from Naaman? Elisha said, "Is this the time? Is this?" And Pastor was giving an illustration this morning of when Eliab stood before Samuel. Look at what Eliab said. First Samuel 16. Samuel said concerning Eliab, he said, "Surely, the Lord's anointed is before me." He saw what was in the mind of God in eternity past. And God said, "Don't look at his eyes. Don't look at his stature. Seeing I have refused him." He didn't say I never selected him. "I have weighed him. I have checked him. He's like Saul in height and in heart. I have refused him from reigning over my people." The same word he used for Saul. When he got to rest, God said, "Not this one. Not this one. Not this one." What was the criteria? Not stature, not height. "I have found a man after my heart." I beg you in the name of God. Cry. Sit on me, Lord. Sit on my heart. Help me. Deliver me from pride. Deliver me from myself. I am too dangerous for me. Rescue me. Save me from me. These are the kind of prayer you go on your face and pray. Not on your seat. Before God in humility. I'm going to give you 2 minutes to cry. Shakata Balaraka. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep brooding over me. Till I look more like you. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep brooding over me. Till I look more like you. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep brooding over me. Till I look more like you. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep brooding over me. Till I look more like you. Yana kabale mte kabino takabale Shakumbe bedi yana mai Ezambakai bedi ishalamakai Lambe kouti katiba labakai Elama bababakambe bali shalamakambe Lambakambe petiga bananamaya. But the Spirit and the Bride says, come. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep looking over me. Till I look more like you. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep looking over. Shala Maka, Valina, Mate, Valina, Makande. Astuva Bandekai, Devo, Ziki Bandala, Kande, Diaz, Adabande, Kede, Mutikai, Esubala, Kanda, Kavanande, Kapine, Ababa. Until I am thee, until you are thee, until you are thee, until you are thee. Yabarabai, oh, 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 let your glory fall, let your hand rest. There are heritage in this land that needs to fall. There are graces that needs to rest on sons. The mighty hand needs to come. Let us see you, Lord. Eba ba 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 ba. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Rise to your feet, everybody. I think the Lord wants me to do something quickly. Listen to me. There are protocols for all these things. You can't come to a meeting like this and claim to honor the ministers of God and dishonor your parents at home and think you will rise. There are sons here who have withstood their fathers at home. And some of you are not right now in talking terms with them. I want to bless you, but I want to give you an instruction. listen to what I'm saying now, and I believe it truly the Holy Ghost is working in your heart. This is the season where you are not ashamed to do anything it will take for him to help you. You have withstood them, dishonored your parents, and some of them have made negative pronouncements upon your life. And some of you right now, even as I speak, you don't see them as anything. Sometimes even the man might be an alcoholic, might be a drunkard, but there is still something on his lips that is the way, based on God's order, that can still speak you to destiny. Eli might have left God, but was still the one that taught Samuel how to hear and know it is God. If you fall to this category, I'm going to call it once. Wherever you are, run out now. Run out now. Run out now. Here, just behind the rock. I'm not going to call more than that. Run out now. I don't care what they have done to your mom, what he has done to hurt the family. There is an inheritance that cannot flow once there is discord. Grace doesn't come upon homes and die. Even if no man cooperates with it, it lives and keeps offering. Maybe in a generation God will find a man. And I believe you are standing here with a decision now. So go and beg them. I don't know who that person is, but there's one of you I'm seeing that your dad even died, and yet you were not settled till he died. All eyes closed. I don't know who that person is. Just lift your hands halfway. I'm going to spot you. Halfway. You step out, step out, step out. That person, step out, step out now. You were not settled. Rakateba shadeka brafradi shade. Yenda kapala ina bikotai. Arande kapati. Rande kabah dadish tige beletiga. Brevende kapatish. Every form of divine inheritances. But I think there's something else that is close to this. Because I'm seeing somebody, that person you are having an issue with, as we speak, is sick. And I don't know you. Please step out also. As we you are here, as we speak, the fellow is not fine. I don't know if it's your dad or your mom, but as we speak, thank you. Shakata barate bande krabai de kebila. Ay, ay, ay. And the capito. Ay, de kabam de kapita. Ay, de kambre vidish. That which the spirit of strife and discord is trying to make sure doesn't flow upon you through that issue. I speak and I stretch my hands towards you. Both of you lift your hands. And I decree and declare the effect of that force lose its grip upon your life now. And I decree and declare by the mercies of God, when Jacob spoke into the life of Reuben, he said it at the time he knew he was about to die. Genesis 49. And he said Reuben would not excel. And in Deuteronomy 33, God with his grace on the life of Moses called Reuben and said, let Reuben live. Let him not die. Let his men not be few. Whatever it was, you could not receive till he died. There was a dimension hanging on that family. Take it now! Take it now! And as you go back in humility of heart, you begin to come into all the things you were due for that you have not entered. The things you have been ready for, you ought to have been in this. Somehow that door is not just opening. Right now I speak you into that operation by the mercies of God. Now hear me. The rest of you standing here, look up. Put your hands down. I want to give you an instruction. The things God will do through instructions, he will not change and do it through impartations. Impartations will not cancel out the ways of God. The dimension of God in this matter now, whether they were wrong or right, As long as they drove you to this world, there's somebody in the crowd. You left a church in a, listen, this one, it was not like the past. You were the one who ought and betrayed that man of God. He trusted you with people. I've seen that now. Everybody shut your eyes, please. I beg you, please, please. Oh, can Jesus, Jesus. If you will not mind, if you please will not mind, please rush out now. Please, if you will not mind, if you will, you left, there's a sharp disconnect. I beg you in the midst, I want to bless you and give you an instruction. If you don't join this, you will come out of me now. Come here, where I am. Shakatabara tekebila. Rende kabam de kaboko pedish. Raham de kabish shetibe. Rende kapalatish. Jesus. Apostle Edu, please come. Pastor Chimobi, come. I want to ask a question. Yande kapalatish te frele bina. Under the leadership of Apostle Eldu, after this meeting, he will tell you what to do. Are you following what I'm saying? I perceive that God has called this meeting as a setup, as a rescue mission for somebody. Hear me now. You will go and beg and be blessed. Are you following what I'm saying? I stand as one connected to God and called of God to ask for mercy and cancel out every wrong pronouncement upon your lives and ministry in the name of Jesus. I cancel it out now. And I ask every hostility against you, whether happen, the wall of it crumbles right now. In the name of Jesus. It is done. Amen. Please, just join these people. Now, let me give you an instruction. Hear me. You will go and beg. Sometimes, listen to me. Sometimes you may be given birth to by a man who has ought you the most in this life. He has ought the family. He has ought your mom. He has said many bad things. It may look like your mom is not concerned. It may look like she never cared. It may look like they have ought you the most. Some of you girls, you have sharp disconnect with your mothers now. They didn't seem to like you all along. It is not about that. I beseech you by the mercies of God, whether you like them or not, it does not change the fact that they are custodian of a key, and it's called the key of longevity. When you honor your father and your mother, your days will be long in the land of the living. Children who dishonor their parents, scripture says that their light will be put out. And many of you will have to make a new decision that not in my lifetime will my mother have to grieve while I'm spending lavishly. Not in my lifetime will my father have to grieve while I'm busy spending lavishly. Are you going to pray that prayer? But now, how many of you are going to go and make, obey this instruction I'm giving to you now? Let me see your hands up. You are going to do that. My friend, you are not ready, right? You are going to obey that instruction. But I stretch my hand and I stand in my office and I release over you the blessing. Be blessed. Now, you didn't say that amen well. I said, be blessed. Everything that stopped working in your life because of this disconnect, they resume activities now. Your heavens are commanded to be opened back. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, take your seat quickly. I have 10 more minutes. I know you didn't give me time, but I timed myself. I timed myself. God is making something beautiful with my life. God is building something powerful with my life. He won't stop. He won't stop till I look just like Him. He won't stop. He won't stop till I look just like Him. God is building something powerful with my life. God is making something beautiful with my life. He won't stop. He won't stop till I look just like Him. He won't stop. He won't stop till I look just like Him. I may cry, but He won't stop till I look just like Him. I may groan, but He won't stop till I look. There's a song I want us to sing, and I don't know if the choir knows the song. Ali, Ali, oh, Ali, oh, Ali, oh, Ali, Ali, oh, 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 Ali, Ali, oh, Ali, oh, Ali, oh, Ali, Ali, oh. Oh, do you know that song well? Very well. You know it very well, my friend. Come. You know it very well. Huh? What did you say? Just the chorus. Now, wait. That temptation to begin to sing your own part is part of what we are rebuking. One of the signs that the Holy Ghost is on you is that you follow marching orders. You see, my people know me in church. Somebody is leading praise and worship, and you feel the fellow's voice is not good enough. You want to lend them your voice from where you are, and you want to shout there. They will just help you. This generation has to be taught to follow marching orders. That's our description in Joel 2. Behold, an army shall arise. And one of the qualities of that army is that they will not break their ranks. You belong to a generation, but you will not be behind. Is that you struggle to say amen a lot. You belong to a generation. You will not be left behind of that generation. Now, I want to bless you. You will arise with your own generation. You will rise with your own generation. Now, sit down. A minute. At some point in my life, God gave me a standing instruction. And He said, shut down everything you are doing. You will work with me. I'm going to be your employer till I give you a release. And what was the job description? I wake up every morning, carry my Bible and jotter and biro And like, people will think I'm going to work. And I'll go to a prayer room I have in an orphanage home. And my job description was to just be there, pray and study for over a year. Many times I will cry in that process. I'm not a lazy man. All I have to be waiting on you for somebody to come and sow seed of 200 naira. I will go and preach. There will be no transport to go back. And the standing instruction is that you don't ask anybody. And I want to enter the bus. No money. And they will say, enter. And I'll be saying, I can just call this boy now. He's going to give me 500 naira. I will pay for it. If I get outside of the gate, they will embarrass me. Keep quiet. And not in any of those times did I face shame. Sometimes the bus is already moving and somebody will just run. Ah, pastor, pastor, God laid in my heart to give you this seed. I feel it was too small. Too small? One time like that, hunger catch me. God said, convert it to fasting. I fasted. That's how somebody came to give us banku in Ghana. About seven men ganged up around this banku. And they were. I eat like snail. Small, small. And fast fingers. Their fingers were not burning. They were walking through the burning bush. It was not burning them. Pack banku soup. They were swallowing. I look at one of my friends who also is a pastor. He too was digging. I said, I will not carry last. I digged into that banku. And swallowed it. It was like I swallowed volcano. It was after. So you don't just copy people. There are people who are dangerous. That was when I found out that my friend was not even eating it. Because it would finish. He was packing torch soup and putting another plate. I didn't know. My God. After this incident. Now imagine what you have just done to your intestine. 2 more days, no food. I collapsed. I passed out. And they came to carry me. And now everybody has contributed about 20 cedis that I should use for transport. I said, what is this? To the hospital. I was dying. You didn't have money for food. No! I have fainted. You have money. When I entered that cab, I said to myself, anything that will happen today is what will happen. This money, I will spend it. If this driver will kill me, let him kill. I told him to stop. I bought Fanta by the roadside and bought bread. And I ate the Fanta and bread. So I was ready for any form of persecution. I don't mind. As long as there's food in my stomach, I will go smiling. So now, as I did that, the Holy Spirit and God and His mercy. I just saw the guy beside me was struggling with his phone. And I came from Nigeria. It's Nigerian sense. I said, are you trying to configure that phone? He said, yes. So let me help you configure it. So I helped him. And when I did, I said, well, what you will do for me in return is just pay for my transport. And he said, ah, that's not the problem. So he paid. I had free food, entered transport. As I got to the hospital, sisters were already waiting for me. Ah, our pastor is coming. He's coming, he's sick. And I saw them. Oh, my stomach. So they took me on admission, and the sisters were bringing spag, fresh fish, and tea. When I ate the first meal, I told myself, I will never be fine. I will not be fine. I'm here. When the nurse were done treating me for days, the nurse said, hey, you are fine now. I said, no, I'm not fine. I'm not. I tell you, I was in that hospital for more than a week. One of the sisters now found out that he is fine, but he's very hungry. So the sister now said, Pastor, So I'm just going to, we're going to get a place just beside our hostel so we can be serving you morning, afternoon. And I say, really? I say, I'm ready to leave this place now. So the nurse was coming with another compulsory drip. I said, don't worry. So I left that place and they were feeding me and I was very fine. What I'm trying to show you is that sometimes you will go through the path of hunger. But that doesn't mean that's the end of your assignment. In Deuteronomy chapter number 8 verse 2 says, you shall remember the way which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness, to test you, to prove you, to humble you, to know what is in your heart, to know whether you will deny or not. He said, afterward he made you to hunger and he fed you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers know anything about, that he may make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God does man live. At some point in my life, things were so bad, I had to be selling Indomie by the wayside. Indomie. No dues by the wayside. I remember the day there was a place I was facing persecution, and now I had to be selling Indomie by the roadside. That church, all of them were now closing, and place where they had said, we know this man is not going to amount to anything in life. Where I was selling Indomie, that's where all the members would now pass. The first time they passed, I was wearing apron, Pastor Femi Lazarus apron, beside the road, Indomie pot, egg arranged on the table, and they were going to pass, and I wanted to run away. God said, stay. Stand there. And not even one of them came to greet me and say, hey, what's happening? Why are you doing selling Indomie? And they laughed and smiled and smiled and smiled. Before coming for this meeting, I just went there to minister. Because I understand. And from that moment, everything called fear just died in my life. Everything called being afraid of anything, just there's nothing I'm scared of. There's no one I'm afraid of. I fear God. I revere Him. But everything called fear died. That same Indomie joint became a revival spot. People will come to eat and just be crying by themselves. Somebody came to buy Indomie, sit down for a minute, they'll prepare it for you. The fellow will just begin to cry and begin to reveal their lives, begin to talk about their lives. Listen to me now. Nobody who came to my Indomie spot as somebody who was not born again left without Christ. All, we witnessed Jesus to them. We sit down there. The glory of, listen to me, that thing you are calling tribulation only came to pass. Don't give up on your calling because it is tough. And I'm going to ramp up with that admonition. Don't give up because nobody recognizes you. Don't give up because it feels God loves some people more than He loves you. If it's the one who has called you, He has not called the seed of Jacob to seek Him in vain, stay with it. Stay committed. It may be through hunger. It may be through pain. It may be through many things. Stay. Stay. Sometimes you are in a place serving and all odds are against you and you want to leave that place. And you keep hearing God say, sit down. I beg you in the name of God, sit down. Because the crucible for your formation in that season is there. And it doesn't mean it to be a pleasant place. Sit. Don't give up on that call. You started a ministry. There's no money to buy a keyboard. There's no money to... No ministry needs keyboard and speaker to start. What you need to start is the Word of God. One of the greatest gifts that I received when our ministry started and we did inauguration was the gift of nothing. Nobody brought 10 naira and said, we want to sow this as a seed. So we had no choice than to absolutely depend on God. Our first drum set was a drum set. A family just pitied me and sent it. Their children were for Riaza and sent the drum set from their place. The driver who was carrying was so angry, he left it in another place. Our pastor now took two buses to go and carry the drum set from there. The person who set our sound, the sound engineer, when he comes on Sunday morning, hello, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, all your anointing will just fly. We're using a bar for service. I'm preaching the net behind you. I hear the barman will say, oh yeah, anything. And it will look like God didn't call you. May I implore you to please stay? Those are part of the fire needed to purge you and build character in you. So that in the days that God will give you what you are asking for, those things will no longer be your desire. After you have gotten them, there's still more desire. And the desire is, give me you. Start ministry. There's nothing. This, it doesn't even look like God called you. Our service. When we're holding service, people will be passing in front of our church. You would think this place is a shrine. They pass here and go. Everybody's passing and go. Let me share this story and leave. We're planning for a meeting. Towards that meeting, I did 9 days dry. Just water. And I didn't give myself to sleep. I was sleeping one open space, a prayer ground. Well, you know, sometimes you have energy for somebody, you don't even know what you're doing. Oh Lord, do this. During that meeting, it was God by himself, when we're praying as a team, that what I want to do in this meeting will be something I've not done before anywhere. You know, when you hear that, you know the way you feel that, they will hear. After I receive all those prophecies, I said the final thing I will do now is to go and sew white clothes. So I imagine myself like Ben Hinn. And I went to sew white clothes. There was no car. My people went to borrow a car for me. That Papa is going to come in a car. White. All the material and the sewing of the clothes was 7,000 naira. I sewed the white clothes. And my mother even traveled down for the meeting. See, it's going to be, we're using a mini stadium. See, it's going to be powerful. And when I got there, it was like, it was just ushers and choir that came. All the things I have heard just disappeared. All my anointing, everything disappeared. We invited a choir from one ministry to come and sing there. They could not even minister. They keep my epit. Hey, Jesus Christ! When it was time for me to preach, I was very angry at God. And it was like I was saying, don't talk to me. Till after this meeting, don't talk to me. The way I even call altar call is like the person should, if I come for Jesus now, even like don't come now, if you like go and die and waste away. So I did not even call for the altar call like you should come. If you like, stay back. But you know, this Holy Spirit, somehow they still came for altar call. I said, who sent you to come? Now, stay after me. Jesus. I did not even know if I led them to give their life to Christ. So it was halfway. They did something. And after that meeting, I was angry. God, don't talk to me. Just leave me. I was judging on my own. You told me something will happen here. That's never happened before. See, I like to be very real. I did not leave that meeting and go and say, thank you, Jesus. No. I was angry. Day one, day two, day three. Then you know the way this Holy Spirit is. It began to make it clear in my spirit. Do you think it wise to be angry at your maker? And gradually, my heart was softening. And one day, in the afternoon, I just laid down flat. God, you too, must you tell us that something will happen here that has not happened before? if you have told us that despise not the days of little beginning, I would have been okay. So, you know, God is our Father. I am sorry if I've made you angry by organizing this meeting in the first place, and to be angry with you for this meeting and all that. And he spoke to me. I've told you that something will happen there that has never happened before. I said yes. Number one, don't expect me to make a meeting while I'm still making you. Two, there are two options for the kind of things that has never happened before. One is in the meeting, the second is in your heart. Which do you prefer? I've been angry with the only wise God. I'm sorry, Lord. If you like, do 1 million posters. If your time has not come, it has not come. God wants me to warn a young man here. Right now, as we speak, 72,000 you are owing for the last meeting you did. 72,800 So you can know he knows you. Okay. You have a Bible in your pocket that is not writing. That's why it is in your pocket. So you can't jot. Should we go further? Many of you get yourself under frustrations even when your time has not come. The last time I called for a meeting in that same place, few minutes to the time of the meeting, my pastors came to meet me and said, you can't come, sir. I said, what happened? They said, there's a problem. You can't come. I said, what happened? They said, there's too much crowd. There's no way for you to enter. We budgeted 2,500 people. Over 6,000 came with little or no publicity. The child was hidden until the time of his manifestation to Israel. Stay with the process and stay hidden. If there's any one of you here who has given up on the call because it doesn't look like what is making sense, you have watched your father struggle with it and nothing came out of it, and now you said, I'm not ready to settle for this, I stretch my hands towards all of you. This is my final prayer and I leave. And I decree and declare over you, strategic helps relevant for this season, receive them. I still don't like the way you say amen. If there are those of you who have left the place of hearing God to know exactly what he wants to say to you and what you should do, right now I ask that you will realign back by the grace of God. If there's any inordinate desire in your heart that has affected the journey of God in your life, by the mercy of God, we flush them out. From this minute, you become excited about your process. You cooperate with the season of God for your life. You will no longer be ashamed of where you are with God. You will not deny the faith. I ask that the grace of God that passed all understanding will work on your heart and help you to finish well. The same God who helped us and who is helping us not to give up will help you and you will not give up. Where your fathers couldn't get to, you will pass. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame.
To partner with Flame, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries.